Hello, everybody. My name is Brian LeMaster. I'm host of the Watchman Church Security Podcast. This is episode number 3. The title of this podcast is Discouraging People from Wanting to Be on Security. Yes, you heard that right. This is something that I do because I don't want people to be on a team that shouldn't be on a team. And I try to paint the ugliest picture possible about church security, because everybody has this fascination with it. Oh, I want to be on church security. You don't want the knuckleheads to be on your church security team. You want quality over quantity. Now, if you haven't listened to the first two episodes, this is the place where you're going to learn things about church security you probably never thought of. Now, if you haven't already done so, I would encourage you to go and listen to the first two podcasts, because they have some great information in them. This podcast isn't going to be real long, and I will add that some will be short and some will be longer. Okay, so I'm not just going to milk a podcast and sit here and ramble on for no good reason, because the point of these podcasts is to give you good information, and sometimes topics are short in nature. I'm not going to drag them out just to be talking. I have plenty of things to do, and I'm doing things for free, but I want you to be better informed than you already are. As always, I'm going to be very blunt about what church security is and is not. I've been doing this for over a decade, and I'm here to tell you that 99% of the people are not cut out for security work, and I'm not just talking about church security. I'm talking about security in general. Now, when I interview people for a team or go to a church to give them a speech on having a security team, I paint the ugliest picture possible about church security. And the reason for that is because most people have no idea what it really entails. They have preconceived ideas on what it is, but they are far from being anywhere close. The average guy thinks that he's going to be joining something cool, possibly carrying a gun, and people will praise him for what he does. Again, nothing is farther from the truth. Now, a few years back, I went to a local church about getting a team up and running. I spoke for about an hour, or a little bit more than an hour, about what all was involved. I did not hold any punches. There were about 10 or 11 guys there, and I could tell by the body language that I was making some of them very uncomfortable, because I just told them the truth. What I told them is that if they didn't like what I said, they had no business being on the team. After I left, the man in charge, he said, "You heard what he said, and if you're not good with that, you can leave now." He told me that about 5 men got up and left without a word. And some people thought I was over the top. The truth of the matter is they had no idea what all is involved in church security. And in just over an hour's time, I told them what the commitment was, and they just didn't want to step up to the cause, and that's fine. I'd rather have 2 to 5 guys that are dedicated than to have 10 guys with half or more of them being a liability to the team. Now, a few years ago, I went down to South Carolina to do some teaching, and I pretty much did the same thing, and not a single person got up and left. I keep in contact with them, and they train really often, which is pretty unusual for most churches. They're one of the few churches that I know of that's doing things even close to right. I stay in contact with them. They're one of my number one churches that I train, and I can tell you that these guys train on a regular basis, and I can't give them enough praise. So you know who you are if you're listening. So you might be thinking now, what in the world did he say to these people? It's very simple. I said this. First of all, if you cannot keep a secret from everyone that is not on the team, including your spouses, you have no business being on the team. It's no one's business about what we do. That includes your husbands and or wives. Okay? It's none of their business. There is nothing in Scripture that says your spouse has to know everything. Now, the next thing is that the training is going to be about 16 to 20 hours of initial training in 2 days. Also, you need to commit to training with the team for a minimum of 4 hours per month. Next, you need to hone your skills in your own time. because 2 to 4 hours of training a month is not enough. So you need to do something to improve your skills on your own time. Another thing is that you need to commit to the team for no less than a year, because your church is investing time and money into you, and this is the least you can do. Make a commitment. Being part of the team means that you're going to need to sacrifice personal time, money, and worship time. Here's my thing with the worship. Yes, we all need to worship God. You will never hear me dispute that. Now, if the only time that you're getting fed and worshiping God is when you're at church, then you have other issues with your walk with Christ. Now, your spouse may complain, but you made a commitment to the team, and you should honor that commitment. You should have talked to your spouse before joining the team. So, if you even think that's going to be an issue, you should probably go now and not be on the team. I cannot imagine a woman of God who would complain about her husband protecting them and others serving the Lord. However, the word does say that those who marry will face many troubles. So, there is that, and I've seen it firsthand. This ministry is very, very, in case you didn't catch that, very boring. There is not a single thing that is exciting about it, and that's what most people miss out on when signing up for the program. They have this preconceived idea that they're signing up for something super cool, and when they find out what it's really about, they don't want any part of it. Now, for a while, people are going to be good with being on the team. But when they've been doing it for less than 6 months, that's usually the time frame that people start dropping out on, they start to think that there's not a need. Well, that's a problem, because then they'll start missing training, being on duty, etc. Anyone starting a team should convey to the candidates just exactly what I said. Trust me when I say that it will save you issues in the long run. Now, some of you might be sitting there in disbelief or thinking, man, you know, he's over the top. What I have to say is that you are probably taught by someone who hasn't been on a team, or by someone who doesn't really have any business teaching people in the area of church security. I know that sounds harsh, but not everyone teaching church security should be teaching church security. And that's for another episode, which will probably be real soon. Let me say this, and you will hear it. You will hear it time and time again. Your team is there to protect the people, and you need to have an effective plan. And to have an effective plan, you need proper training. Again, not everyone teaching church security will provide you the knowledge that you need. Our training is a layered training system, and you will get the most information possible through our program. Your team is either an asset or a liability, and that's going to be another podcast that you don't want to miss. Your team may be professionally trained, but you might still be a liability because you weren't trained well and by someone that is giving you the big picture. That is, getting a team up and running and writing procedures for things that you've never thought of. Without the proper knowledge and training, your team may very well be a liability and you don't even know it. We do offer team assessment services, so be sure to check those out on our website, and I'll give you that website address here in a little bit. But I said all that to say this. When you're getting a team up and running, when you're interviewing people, so on and so forth, if you do not try and discourage people from the start, you will regret it, and you will remember what I said. You've been warned. Properly assembling a team and leading it is one of the biggest challenges that you will ever face. I've been through a lot over the past decade, and I want to save you the troubles I went through and what others have went through. For those of you who have stepped up and made the decision to be a watchman, I want to personally thank you for doing so. Not everyone's called to do this. It takes a special type of person to do this ministry. As security personnel, we have to protect those who do not want protection, nor do they see the need for protection. That is the reality of what we do. Not everyone is going to appreciate what we do. In fact, some might even dislike us being at the church, okay? However, just because we're not liked, acknowledged, praised, etc., we are still here to protect the flock. If you're listening to this and you currently have a team up and running, or if you have a team in operation but you want more training, then be sure to visit our website at www.ministry-of-defense.com. You'll find information for on-site training and church security conferences, as well as the Watchmen DVD series, which is about 8.5 hours long, and our interactive online training program. That online training program is really important because it has a lot of updated information. Anyone who is serious about this ministry is going to want to further their skill set, and we feel that we do a great job at providing the edge you need to protect the flock, because we don't just teach church security like a lot of other trainers. I've been on a team and run a team for over a decade, and I know the challenges that you face, and I know the skills that you need. Why in the world would you go to someone for training who does not have the experience of being on a team? It just doesn't make good sense to me. Good training is going to cost, folks. I hope that you understand the concept of you get what you pay for, and that is true in church security as well. No one that knows what they're doing and has a truly effective plan is going to do this for cheap. I can tell you that our training is probably, and I'm almost 100% sure, certain, the most expensive out there for hands-on training. However, I can also tell you that few people, if anybody, comes close to the quality of training that we offer. So some of you might be thinking right now, well, why are you charging for church security? Well, why do you pay for an electrician to come and do work at your facility? Why did you pay people to build your church? Simply put, because the good Lord told me to. If you're paying less than $150 a day for training, then I'll tell you that it's probably not quality training. Yeah, I know, that seems expensive, but I've seen a lot of trainers over the years in a wide variety of training venues, and that's the minimal number that I see professional being offered per person. Okay, that's the minimum amount that I'm willing to pay for quality training. If I see any training less than that, then I'm not going to train with you, because you're not giving me the quality of training that I'm looking for. I've been to classes that are less money, and honestly, they were a joke. Lives are on the line, people, and you cannot place a dollar value on that. Now, I'm not saying that I've not worked with some churches on pricing over the years, and I'll do that to the best of my ability, but it is what it is. I'm just telling you, because even if we do not get your business, I want you to get quality training for your team. I've traveled coast to coast and taught classes, taken classes, all of which are in the starting price range of what I just quoted. Also, we will travel and teach. So if you're interested in a hands-on training course, contact us and we'll come to you. Even if you do not choose to train with us and you need to ask us a question or anything that we can help you out with, I've helped a lot of people out over the years with questions, challenges, etc. I have no problem doing that for free. We're all in this together. If you're in need of Kydex holsters, mag pouches, light pouches, etc., be sure to visit our website. We give a 30% discount for those who are on church security teams, and that website is modernwarriorconcealment.com. Once again, that's modernwarriorconcealment.com. Another thing is that I want to mention that if you're in Indiana, Ohio, that there's a training group that I belong to that offers professional training at a great price. It's about $100 a day per course. For example, pistol classes, shotgun classes, carbine classes, precision rifle, medical classes, etc. Now, they're not necessarily church-related, but they can and will help you become better at a lot of things for a really great price, and that website is www.7. I'm sorry, it's www.7ccrt.org. So once again, that is www.7ccrt.org. And if you decide to sign up, please use my name as the one who sent and referred you. Once again, my name is Brian with an I, LaMaster, L.A. Master, and I'm out of Richmond, Indiana. All right, folks, that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening. And until next time, train hard, train often, and most of all, train realistically.